The Walmart shareholders meeting continues today and tonight. An international contingent of the retailer's employees will be at Arvest Ballpark tonight for shareholders night during the Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. Tomorrow morning is the main event, so to speak, as the shareholders meeting is held inside Bud Walton Arena. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has attended more than one Walmart shareholders event, and she has this report.
Early June is perennially Walmart Shareholders Week in Northwest Arkansas, where shareholders and associates from around the globe travel to Mecca to experience the Bentonville Home Office Network, cheer each other on, try new product, and assess the economic health of the world's largest retailer. Local hotels and restaurants get a fat boost from the event, especially around Fayetteville, it being centered at the University of Arkansas. The campus provides dormitory space, meals, and of course Bud Walton Arena, and surrounding parking lots for rowdy vendors, fairs, and free concerts. Things kicked off Tuesday night with country music stars Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum, and last night, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band played Bud Walton Arena. Of course, huge celebrities will take the main stage at the shareholders meeting Friday morning, designed to dazzle. A business agenda is provided to shareholders, and a small portion of the morning is dedicated to profits and losses for the year. Last quarter, the company saw a 6% increase in net income, or an estimated $3.3 billion, 95 cents a share earnings estimate. But in the United States, things remain sluggish, with Walmart reporting seven consecutive quarters of negative same-store sales, challenged by burgeoning dollar stores, which is why, in an attempt to capture that market, Walmart's building a bunch of small stores this year in the United States, with two prototypes opening June 8th here in Northwest Arkansas. And shareholders will likely browse the world's tiniest Walmart, opened last winter on the U of A campus. And with Walmart operating 4,100 stores with more than 680 associates in 14 countries outside the United States, shareholders this week will hail from places like South America, South Africa, where Walmart recently purchased retail giant Massmart for a reported $2.4 billion, from the United Kingdom and from India.
My name is Reema Mehrotra. I'm from Walmart India ASD team, and I met the shareholders for the first time. Really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to be here to attend the shareholders meeting. Thank you. I'm so excited, and I hope we'll enjoy together. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Associates from Japan and China are also represented.
MSP in our country, we promote this program as a My Sustainable program. And every associate is encouraged to take his or her MSP. For example, save water and use the recycled paper or kind of battery kind of thing to help build up a sustainable society and give back to the people.
Sustainability is on everyone's mind this year because at Friday's shareholder meeting, Walmart CEO Mike Duke will expand the paradigm to not just sustainability, but global responsibility. In a published report presented this week, the company continues to work toward being supplied by 100% sustainable energy, creating zero waste, and selling eco-friendly products. This year, Mike Duke has lifted a quote by founder Sam Walton, who referred to his company as, quote, the lighthouse of the Ozarks, illuminating ways to, quote, give back to communities and studying ways to be more socially conscious all around. Individual social responsibilities also being stressed this year through personal commitments by associates via donations and volunteerism. But for shareholders, this year the core message Friday morning will be Next Generation Walmart. Here's CEO Mike Duke from this year's annual report video intro.
Walmart is the best positioned retailer in the world for the future, and really starts with our business model. Our business model based on a productivity loop of everyday low price, and of course that's based on everyday low cost, is absolutely what the customer will look for in the future. In a period of price transparency where the customer will be in charge, the customer will have much more information, an everyday low price retailer will win.
Walmart's 2011 shareholders meeting will begin bright and early at 7 a.m. Friday, June 3rd. And it will be streamed, stars and all, live via the web on walmartstores.com/shareholdersmeeting. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.